Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who consciously care to be present any and every Thursday night and any other time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful, and always in consistent asking, knocking, seeking, praying to dig deeper within myself, to reach higher within myself, so that I am able to inspire you more, motivate you, and support you in walking in the fullness of the all that you are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely present and all pervasive, filling all spaces. We are in a now moment that requires us to remember the blessedness of our divinity. This time requires us to be intensely intentional in being in the integrity of our divinity, because there is delusion and illusion that exists in the minds of so many ones that think that they can work against the best interests of the whole, that they can feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of dead carcasses, and have that rot and stench and decay and decomposition going on in their body temples, and that they can be healthy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and it is just not so, which is why we are steeped in a pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, deprivation, violation, violence, molestation, rape, incarceration, and all of the stupidity that we see amongst those who claim to be intelligent people. And so I'm the one that is forthright enough to come forward and say, this is our time to rise, that we're in a place and space where we have the opportunity not only to see the fulfillment of the absolute and eternal laws, but also to have a hand in breaking the spells of oppression and depression and subjugation and violation and domination against ourselves, our families, our children, and to stand forward on behalf of our global initiative towards boycotting the death industries and resurrecting in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, from the blackest black to the lightest light. I don't care what hue of people you are. We are all under the authority of absolute law, and the fulfillment of that absolute law is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be supremely intelligent, to be able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards initiating that which brings about wholeness, a greater blessedness and feeling of well-being, to exalt a full life's urge, do nothing to undermine ourselves or anyone else, to come to a point and place of inner standing, understanding, and really remembering that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to stand on behalf of light, stand on behalf of life, stand on behalf of the wholeness, the restoration, the realignment, the reorientation of the humanity of us. And those who are kind of human still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to respond likewise. And those who have been violated, inebriators, intoxicators, the profiteers of the corporate deities of death, they will soon meet their just reward in sickness, illness, disease, and death. Understand that when you have a people who are already devastated within the cells of themselves, that they are literally attracting more devastation to them. We have to come to a point and place where we will take responsibility for no longer being victims of anything or anybody at any time, particularly being enslaved to our own negativity, our own passions and lusts and desires that literally are not in our own best interest. And so it's time for us to take responsibility to do that which is ours to do as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, in understanding duty and obligation and responsibility to exalt life itself. And to think that we have governments upon the planet who are peopled by those who would consider themselves to be men and women who are working on behalf of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It is illogical, it's pathological, it is sickness in and of itself. There is no supremacy in it, regardless of what color it is. Money is no excuse. The desire for money is no excuse. That we have to come to a point and place where we really have an understanding and an understanding that our eternal lives are at stake. The quality of our lives upon the planet and the quality of our lives beyond the planet. But I am to remind you that we will be off the planet much longer than we were ever on the planet. And what you do on a daily basis is laying foundation for the quality of your life or the lack thereof, the substance of your thoughts or the lack thereof. You understand? But it's also laying foundation for how you leave the planet, the condition in which you leave, and whether you are really leaving or you are succumbing and suffocating in that body temple because of how overwhelmed it is with the acidity, the toxicity, the insufficient oxygenation, the dehydration, all of the chemicals and poisons and parasites and mucus and all of those things. I am really trying to figure it out in terms of how do you get out of the body alive when you never made a commitment to life? How can you qualify for continuance in existence if you never made commitment to the laws that govern existence? And how is it that we can continue to do the same things over and over and over and over again when we are racked in pain and having to go to doctors who are missing in action as healers? The doctors are not healers. And if you want to be healed, if you care to be whole, then you have to take full responsibility to initiate a full commitment to honoring the laws that govern your own being. For we've been duped into thinking that we can respect and honor the mechanical operational functioning of our automobiles and not respect and honor the optimum cellular functioning of our own body temples. And then there are those who think that the only way that you can have insight as to what is really a requisite for our being realigned and restored as healthy beings is that we have to depend upon science in order to know. We have to depend upon the medical profession. We have to depend upon those who've done all manners of research and whatnot to know. And if you don't get that information from those who don't look like us, from those who look like the doctors and are the doctors and all of those who've been gotten their alphabets before their names and after their names and whatnot, and it took them 40 years to come to a point in place where they themselves have realized that they have been duped. And how is it that you're going to be dealing with all kinds of research for 30 or 40 years, and you're going to wait 30 to 40 years to tell somebody the truth? We have all of this money. They got us in a place where you're marching for the March of Dimes, and you're giving money for all of this research, and the people that are getting the money to do the research are finding and knowing that what is creating the sickness, illness, and disease is that the body is being overrun with maggots and organisms and parasites and acidity and toxicity and insufficient oxygenation and dehydration and all manners of chemicals and all of this stuff, which is creating all of the disease. There is no disease that we are having that is not as a result of some degree of violation of the laws that govern our being. For we are designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has the world in flotation and rotation, has us in this dance of magical orchestration with planets and worlds and realms, and you all have not accepted that you could be whole and healed. That's the only way in hell. You on birth control? I mean birth control. Yeah, you on birth control. Say no. Just say no, right? Blood pressure medications, insulin, all of these medications when you can be completely healed without any of them, because none of them have healed anything. You've got more sickness, illness, and disease, and then the medications are creating more sickness, illness, and disease. So if you have any issues at all, I'm the one to encourage you to remember who you are, for you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all there is, all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It's ever present, never absent. And it is beating your heart, and it is breathing you, and there is nothing that it cannot do on your behalf. But you have to choose life. You have to care to flush your system and whatnot, to be in a place where you remember that you're made of that which is natural. You understand? So you can't heal from taking in that which is unnatural, that which is synthetic, that which is chemical. You have to come back to that which we refer to as God, that which we refer to as life, that which is water, that which is more than oxygen. There's more in the air than what you would see and know that's there. But it is the substance of us. We are breatharians in truth, because you could not exist except by virtue of being a breathing being. And they got you in a place and space where you feel like you're human eaters, and now we're separated and divided by based on what we're eating. Carnivores, omnivores, vegetarians, vegans. And I'm saying, no, we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And if we don't know that, it's because that was not the intention of this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, to divide and conquer, to have a global humanity divided within itself, so that those who are the perpetuators of the divisiveness think that they can have power and control, because the people have given their power and control over to those who have no real power and control. So we're in a place and space where you have duty, obligation, and responsibility to care to be whole, care to walk in your own authenticity, and to be in a place and space where you are completely cleared of all violations, trespasses, unforgiveness, and all of those things that whittle away at your own degrees of self-deservedness, your own degrees of inconsistency and contradiction and breaches of integrity in terms of walking in the authority of your own divinity. Know that you have everything available to you right now. So you can Google. You could do a lot of things, but if the electricity goes off at any given point in time when we move through that photon belt and the electricity doesn't work, then our lives will change dramatically. Everything will just stop except the beating of your heart. And it will be the light of our souls that should be radiant from this place. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that the intelligence of existence, the creator of all, that absolute and supreme being, that cosmic I am, has us. And the only reason we're going through all of the things you're going through is because you're not focused on the absolute reality and even acknowledging that there is absolute reality. You stay so focused and so attentive to those who are temporal, those who will soon cease to exist because of the nature of their violations against humanity, their violations against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. We have the opportunity to get into as much light as quickly as we possibly can to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as a result of having so many people who are already devastated. It's our time to realize that our joy and our happiness comes as a reality of our day-to-day choosing to do that which is in our best interest. Happiness is a reaction of the spirit when it performs in light. And light is the only victory possible over the darkness, the ignorance, the sickness, the chaos, the disorder. And the light is the creator acting in its capacity as the light, the absolute and supreme intelligence that works towards the wholeness of absolutely everything and everyone, all at the same time. And it will be a hard lesson for many ones to realize that you cannot be the agents of wickedness, divisiveness, sinfulness, violence, incarceration, entrapment, genocide. And it end well for you. You will have a tragic date with fate when there is a beckoning destiny that is exaltation, reorientation, realignment, and our resurrection that we can be choosing. On behalf of the lineages that we've come through, on behalf of all of those who've given so much of their own time and talent and labor and service and ingenuity and creativity and intellectual property, we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many ones whose names we'll never know. In all of that, that has come before us is so that we are able to stand in the glory of our own wholeness, to lay foundation for even greater ones. And so I'm the one to remind you that there is absolute law that governs all of existence itself. And it is as a result of our harmonization with it, our reaching for it, our being realigned and reattuned unto it, that we will truly have the successes that bring about the greatest glory and the greatest happiness and the greatest wholeness and the greatest health and the greatest wealth and the greatest prosperity. But we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. There is no wealth that the paper that men print, with whosever images is on it, has a greater value than who and what we are and our being in our light, calling forward and invoking the greatness of ourselves, consciously caring to do nothing to undermine ourselves, exalting a full life's urge on a daily basis so that we are no longer creating sickness, illness, or dis-ease, but being in a place and space where we can get our happy dance on and be in a consistent rejoicing and celebration of the gift that we were given, the opportunity that we have to participate fully in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. There is no success that can be had on the planet except being realigned and reoriented and reattuned to the laws that govern existence. And in being completely committed to being, being completely committed to self, and to the realization that there is only one real eye that sees through every eye. And that is the eye of that which we refer to as God. And it sees through the eye of everything, and everything is conscious and conscious enough to love its life, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine itself, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to perpetuate itself, and to be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And many of you are so intuitive, you have so many gifts, psychic gifts, that your feeding off of violated beings is creating your depression, creating your insomnia and all of these mental issues that are going on, because all of that is really charged upon your blood and your spirit is charged upon your blood, so that there is no way to get away from the pain and the frustration and the anguish and the angst that these beings felt, because they were held in captivity, because they were poisoned, because they were traumatized, they were beaten, they were abused. Do you realize that the mentality of those who work in the slaughterhouses and whatnot has to be corrupted? Because nobody is authorized by the intelligence of existence to have a livelihood that is killing anything. And as a result of generating a livelihood from killing, then you are going to be mentally ill and disturbed as a result of it. And this is one of the reasons why the military and the athletes and whatnot are encouraged to feed off the flesh of dead animals, to be under this lie about how much protein they have to have in order to have strength and whatnot. It's just that it creates an animalistic nature. It creates an agitation, a fire that burns in the spirit that becomes pure aggression. It puts you in a position where it's easy to do harm. And this is what our police are suffering from. So many of them, because they are feeding off of violated beings also. And those who are in business, those who are the CEOs and the profiteers under the corporate deities of death, are not able to see that they cannot truly prosper working towards the detriment of a global population by giving them artificial colors and artificial flavor and carbonated beverages with Equal and NutraSweet and Aspartame and all of these chemicals that's creating all manners of mental and emotional and spiritual disease. And so as we are caring to heal ourselves, caring to cleanse ourselves, then I am also urging us to do that which is necessary to reorient ourselves towards the purposes of existence, in knowing that we are here to truly self-realize, self-actualize, exalt a full life's urge, and come forward in the fullness of our own authenticity, our beauty, our creativity, our majesty, our intelligence, our high ethic and our high morality, and our fairness and our peace and our poise and our power. Now, what will you choose? What do you want? What do you need? Who are you depending on? And who's depending on you? And this is why manhood and womanhood have to be realigned and reinstated in the estate of duty, obligation, and responsibilities as the progenitor and the perpetuators of lineages of people. Because it's those who want to be respected as men and women who are making sure that everybody's sick, ill, and diseased, and there's no supremacy in it. There's no wisdom in it, there's no light in it, and there's no prosperity in it. Because the laws are exacting. And where we will not give up the lies and the sickness, the delusion, and come to a point and place where we really, really care to do it the way that is intended for us to do it, the way that life does it. You understand? To be like the sun that's always blazing, always giving of its life-giving properties. To be like the earth that's always growing, always dancing, twirling in her flotation and rotation. She is absolutely fabulous. Everything that we require, everything that we have, is because of what Mother Earth is providing for us. And so consistently and continuously exalting a full life's urge, consistently and continuously breathing fully, hydrating, oxygenating, nourishing, and opening up all of the channels of elimination so that you are releasing and letting go of all of that that no longer serves your greater good, and you are facilitating, you are creating optimum cellular functioning, because Liberation has to happen at the cellular level, because the methodology of our oppression has happened at the cellular level. And because we're made with trillions of cells, we have to get to the root of our issues. Salvation and deliverance are just a breath and a heartbeat away. And to know that every fiber of your being is always hungry and thirsty for life. And the more you're picking and choosing that which is life, life-giving, life-supporting, life-enhancing, the more alive you become, to the degree to which every atom and every cell of your being will consistently and continuously regenerate. And there can be no sickness in you, no illness, no disease, no cancer, no lupus, no epilepsy. None of those things will be able to exist in you because you took charge and you took responsibility to remember the truth of who you are. We each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we should be functioning in the harmony and the integrity and the high ethic and high morality and the peace and the poise and the power and the majesty and the creativity and the awesome authenticity of our being, supremely intelligent. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And I want to thank James for sitting in with me till I got in. And at the top of my hour, I started out with Absolute Truth by the Kingdom of Yah, and then Sons of Light, Ancestors, Kevin LeVar's Your Destiny, and Lila Hathaway's Angel. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m., and then I'll be sitting in for Rough, Rugged, and Raw until they find somebody else to come in. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you so much for caring to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are listening via your phone apps, thank you for being that wise to use your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time and any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more. More inspiration, more insight, more motivation, more. So that you are able to walk in the fullness of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolute and supreme. We're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that there is absolute law that governs our lives, that governs all of existence itself. And that we have the greatest opportunity for the greatest degrees of success and prosperity and wealth and love and family and community and joy and rejoicing and all of that when we are consciously caring to be realigned and attuned to those laws that govern us. Now, as a result of us being under governments who take responsibility to give you an orientation as to what life is and sets a precedent as to what success in life is. And we see that they have been successful at creating world devastation and sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, molestation, war, incarceration, and all of this, that we have to take responsibility to understand that you have no responsibility to align yourself or to follow those who are not in light, to follow those who have no care to be in light, to follow those who have taken responsibility to give you a misorientation, a miseducation, a disorientation in terms of knowing that we are in school in the University of Cosmic Wisdom here in Earth Residency, and that whatever curriculum we are participating with, there is nothing that absolves us of our responsibility to seek and ask and knock, so that we are aligning ourselves with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are dutiful in our responsibility to be loving and honoring and reverencing and worshiping and caring, to acknowledge the intelligence of existence, or that which others refer to as God, and to be in a place where we are fully obedient unto it as the way of success. As those of us who are parents, we want our children to be obedient unto us. We want them to do what we tell them to do. We want them to do it as quickly as we tell them to do it. And a lot of times, if you have to consistently repeat yourself and tell them over and over and over again to do the same things that they refuse to do, then you may come off center and you may punish them. You may beat them. You may really raise your voice. You may cuss them out. I mean, there are a lot of ways that you deal with disobedience. But understand that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are held to obedience also, to law. And the law is exacting, and it does not take into consideration who we are or what color we are or what we've done when we are not following that which is order, that which is law, that which is light, that which is wisdom, and that which is truth. And when we consistently apply ourselves towards feeling entitled to be in sin, in violation of the laws that govern us, feeling entitled by virtue of someone saying that you have a free will or the freedom of will to do whatever you'd like to do, as you're only a spirit having a human experience, so that you are not held by anything other than the fact that you have the right to experience whatever it is you want to experience. But the experience of terrorism and being terrorized, being racked with pain, being filled up with pharmaceuticals in relationship to the pain, having diagnoses of cancer and lupus and multiple sclerosis and diabetes and muscular dystrophy and all of these things that are the evidence of being out of alignment with the laws that govern your being. And it seems as though there would be those who have applied themselves wholeheartedly towards being able to facilitate the healing, as opposed to just administering medications, pharmaceuticals, scheduling tests and tests and more tests. And while you are under their authority for years and years, the cancer is developing and all of these diseases are in full effect, and nobody caught it ahead of time to keep you from that moment of devastation where you hear, well, you're going to have to be on these medications for the rest of your life. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is a real I, an absolute I. There is that which sees truly. And where we don't know, we have access to knowing. Once you care to know. Now, because we are dwelling in a reality that what we do and what we fail to do impacts and affects other ones than our personal selves. So a woman who has not taken responsibility to apply herself to that which facilitates optimum cellular functioning in terms of how to feed herself or her children or her husband or her other responsibilities, whether you are in the cafeterias at schools or in the hospitals or wherever, where we are not applying ourselves towards realizing that that is part of our duty, obligation, and responsibility as the wombed men, is to be the perpetuators of life. And because we did not necessarily get that in school, nor have we gotten that in church, and our socialization is not supporting us in knowing that that is our duty, obligation, and responsibility, and where we will not seek to get to that as our refuge from those who have sown the seeds and laid foundation for our being in a place where we have all of this tragedy and travesty hitting ourselves, our children, and our families in terms of dying prematurely, dying at all, but living a life in quiet desperation because we are not well and we are not healthy and we are spiritually out of alignment with that which governs us, and we are mentally in a place where we are not understanding the power of our thought, and we are emotionally in a place where we are holding on to all of sorts of pain and violation that has been charged upon us at certain points and times because of our relationships with ones and ones who did not understand that a relationship is always a relationship with God. A relationship that you have is going to be reflective of your relationship with yourself. And because we have not been properly oriented and socialized and religiously trained and educated to realize that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us and is the eye that sees through all beings, all creatures. It is the intelligence that has the world in flotation and rotation. It is all there is as existence itself. And there is absolute order that governs our lives, so that when we have seen that we have created situations and circumstances that are not in our best interest, then it is in our best interest to care, to exalt a full life's urge, to do that which truly honors life itself, to honors the operational functioning of the divinity of these beings, these bodies, these temples that we are in, to come to that point and place where you care to be corrected so that you are able to be completely cleared from the memory of all kinds of devastation and violation and molestation and rape and being cussed out and beat up and all of these things that we experienced at the hands of those who were supposedly there to honor us and love us and care for us. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be the answer to the problems, the solutions to the problems, and have answers to the questions, to realize that as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and as men, the progenitor of lineages, our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to know how to do that. And to do it from the perspective of facilitating the progression of us as a humanity of people, to do it with the intention and knowing that our ability to honor the laws that govern us, to honor the ways of life, to honor life itself, and to honor the temples that we were given, to honor the laws that govern us. We can't disregard that which facilitates our health and our wellness, because sickness, spiritual sickness, mental sickness, emotional sickness, physical sickness, is as a result of us either not caring, not knowing, ignoring, or disobeying the order and the law and the light and the wisdom and the truths that allow us to be freed, to be liberated from violation to be corrected after having been wrong for so long, to be healed of any infirmity, any sickness, any illness, any disease. This is what we must consciously apply ourselves to, or you will have a tragic date with fate that will not end well for you or those who love you. And so our realization, our truly knowing that we are doing things daily that are creating what's showing up for us. And the whole initiative behind education and religious training and media and everything, if people were in rightly aligned with purpose, duty, and obligation as beings upon the planet, then there would be no corporate deities of death. There would be no initiatives by any group of people that undermines the cellular functioning of children. Coca-Cola, Burger King, McDonald's, all of these places could not exist except by virtue of the misalignment, the misorientation, disorientation, miseducation of those who get up and go to work for these companies every day. To take and have the companies global so they exist on every continent, available to every people. And there is no, for the amount of ones that we have, everybody's body functions similarly. We have the same organs and systems, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of where we have come upon the planet. We've all come through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred divine energy from our fathers. And there is a perfect functioning of our bodies. And there is a perfect intention by that intelligence that is causation. In our having the earth experience to master ourselves, to master our mind, our thoughts, to really have the education of walking in alignment, in harmony with the truth of who we are. As these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And therefore, because we are already in heaven, that we, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, are charged to literally create heaven on earth. A place where the beauty of being is something that is resonant within the spirits and the souls of absolutely everybody. A place where we are able to embrace the reality that we dwell in the rainbow of color. And we are so absolutely blessed because everything that we need for our earth residency is being supplied to us from the sun and the atmosphere and the rains and the things that come up out the earth for our greater good. Those things, those seed-bearing fruits and the herbs and the vegetation and whatnot. So we who are really understanding the greatness and the graciousness of who we are as the children of that which you would refer to as God, to understand that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to honor God, to honor the laws, to honor life, to honor and reverence and worship, and have that be what we do on a daily basis, not what we do on one day. of the week and we don't do it every other day. It's every day that we should be exalting a full life's urge. Every day we should be in a gratitude and a thanksgiving for the blessedness of our being. Every day we should be in a place where we are adding to the wellness, adding to the blessedness, adding to the thanksgiving of everything and everybody, that the fish should be grateful and thankful. The whales and the walruses and every order of existence should be in a place where they have the opportunity to live and exalt a full life's urge. None of them were designed or given their lives so that they could rot in our intestines. We should be in a place in space where we understand that what are you thankful for? Because this day that they call Thanksgiving was initiated because of the thanks taking of some ones to the detriment of our indigenous families. And in this day, there is a Holocaust that people are participating in the murder of billions of creatures, and then feeding off of their body parts, their body fluids. And this is something that goes on every day. But this is what's causing all the sickness, the illness, the disease, the degradation, the defamation, the impoverishment, because it is in a direct violation of the laws that govern our optimum functioning and the true success that we should have upon the planet in developing and becoming who we really are as conscious immortals. As wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and knowing that as intelligent beings, it is against all of life itself to undermine ourselves, our children, our families. And because it's common does not make it right. Because this is what we have seen done for generations does not mean that it needs to continue. To be in a place and space where we have the opportunity to really cleanse and clear ourselves so that we are perpetuating healing in every fiber of our being is real duty, obligation, and responsibility, because we are in a pandemic and an epidemic and a plethora of sickness, illness, and disease, and it is literally taking out thousands of people on a daily basis. What are you thankful for? If not for your ability to stand corrected, to become the healing force, to understand that the colonialism and the colonization of the world under Europeans and the degradation that has come as a result of the perpetuation of the way that they love to eat off the flesh of dead things, and the alcohol and the tobacco and the sugar and the things that are multi-trillion dollar business for these ones. And yes, we can participate with them. We can go and get jobs for them. But I'm just saying is that it's totally antithetical to what the purpose in existence is to think that capitalism, making money by any means necessary, is going to constitute a successful life when you are not fully committed, not committed at all, really, in that which guarantees your success in obedience, and harmonizing with the laws that govern you, the laws that govern existence itself. And so as a result of us having billions of people who are literally, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally devastated, that energy is going to create devastation. The devastation that will be sufficient to open all manners of doors for the people to make massive exodus through death off the planet. Because no matter how much we may say we're thankful, when we are thankful to be able to be socially, culturally supported in being out of alignment with the laws of existence, then we have to be thankful that we can make correction, that we can apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole, that we who live in this now moment, particularly those of us who are in maturity, can set a precedent for reversing the ills, to set a precedent for what needs to happen, to set a precedent for how we represent the lineages that we represent towards our own greater good, to understand that there is no amount of currency that has been printed with whoever's image is on it from whatever government and whatnot, that there is no money that is greater than the wealth of ourselves, that there is no currency that man has created that is greater than the life force and currency that we have with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, and our realignment and reattunement with that which facilitates the greater good, where we have the opportunity to understand exactly how to add on greater life to us, that we should not be dying and we should not be choosing death or feeding off of the death of violated beings, because there's nothing healthy and there's no good that's going to come from it. And it seems as though we would know this by now. We would be caring to really create new rituals and new ceremonies and have a whole nother orientation towards our celebration of love and family and our earth days and our birthdays and our anniversaries, other than allowing ourselves to be inebriated, intoxicated, violated, filled with all of this stuff that is going to create so much toxicity and acidity and gas and flatulence and other things, because your body functions perfectly and there's an order to it. And this period that we've just been initiated into with this hella days is going to create hellaciousness for so many, because we are not honoring the order of our own beings and the laws of life. If you care to be completely healed, then claim your healing. What you put behind I am will become your reality. And where you will take responsibility to look very deeply into your own eyes and know that it is the eye of God that sees you through your own very eye, and that you were made perfectly, designed perfectly by an absolute and supreme intelligence that does not make mistakes. And we are not here by mistake, and we are not mistakes. And the right to be wrong and the right to be mistaken, as that which we were given in terms of us having the right to our own theories and opinions, your theories and opinions do not give you the fullness of that which the truth will give you. There is absolute truth that we can apply ourselves to, so that we are able to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is so absolutely supreme that there is no supremacy other than that. Supremacy does not come in colors. It is all color. It is all light. It is all wisdom. It is all truth. But it is the sanctity and the sacredness that is life itself. And where we are not wholeheartedly committed to honoring the sacredness and the sanctity and the divinity of all of life itself, then we will not have the benefit of having done that. And the benefit to that degree of conscientiousness and care and love and faith and activity and choice leads to our true success in this life. To be a glory and an honor to life itself, to the intelligence that created us, and to the legacy of the lineages that we represent. Our thanksgiving should be the exaltation of a full life's urge, because we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked, and being in vivid self-representation and expression as divinity personified is that which is exemplary of our true liberation. The liberation from delusion and lies and illness and sickness and disease and even death. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.